Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. I'd like to welcome my guest Julie from the United States, who takes LDN for many autoimmune conditions. Thank you for joining us, Julie.
Thank you for having me.
Could you tell us, how old were you when things started to go wrong?
I was in my late 30s when I actually was diagnosed with multiple chemical sensitivity. And that was pretty much life-altering as far as my environment and diet. And then in my mid-50s, I started having other issues with my, I ended up having frozen shoulder. And then that kind of triggered a whole bunch of finding out all kinds of stuff that I had no clue that I was developing. Mm-hmm. That could have started when I was much younger. But at that point, they really did, I don't think they had the testing that they do nowadays. So back then I just wasn't, they just didn't test for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So before you got sick initially, what was your life like? Were you a very active person?
Very active, yes. I train dogs, and so I'm just really active, hyper person. Always been super skinny. Like I'm 5'11", and I weighed about 125 pounds. And just always going all the time, doing stuff, and just did a lot of dog stuff. I was in a dog sport that was very strenuous, and I did search and rescue with them, and I showed my dogs, and worked full time, and so I had a pretty good life and career going. Mm-hmm. And then I started, right before I got sick with chemical sensitivity, I started developing asthma, which I've never had in my entire life. And I always had sinus issues, but not to that extent. And then it turned out the office that I was working in had mold growing on the walls. And they had kind of attributed to that. And then that was the age when laser printers started coming out. Mm-hmm. And so I was told I got xylene poisoning from the laser printer, which just kind of crashed my whole immune system. And so then that kind of just started a snowball effect of things. Mm-hmm. And then in my 50s, then that's kind of when I found out I got diagnosed with mixed connective tissue disease and lupus and scleroderma and degenerative disc disease and Sjogren's, and the list kind of goes on. And then I also found out that I had nodules on my thyroid. And that was just kind of happenstance. And when my sister and I were in our 20s, my sister was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And at that time, mine was checked and it was perfectly fine. And then in my 50s, my cousin got diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And then her doctor told us to all get checked because she felt that type of cancer was hereditary. And so then that's when I got checked, and I did have nodules on my thyroid, but I do not have any symptoms whatsoever. And all my blood work comes back totally normal for, I don't have any thyroid issues. So that's when I kind of started looking into things, and I learned about LDN and the effect that it had on thyroid nodules. And I got onto a group, an LDN group that talked about it. And I learned all the amazing benefits of LDN and it, what it can do. And so that's kind of how I learned about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how easy was it for you to get a prescription?
That was the hard part. Mm-hmm. Of course, none of the regular medical doctors know anything about it or want to prescribe it. So I went started doing natural medicine, actually, when I got diagnosed with chemical sensitivity. And then even then, a lot of the natural medicine doctors aren't very familiar with it. The one that I was seeing was not real familiar with it and did not feel comfortable prescribing it. And so I printed out, I went on to the LDN Trust and printed out all the information. I took it to her so she could educate herself about it. And then she herself ended up having autoimmune issues and decided that, you know, it was okay. So she prescribed it for me, and she also started taking it.
How long ago was that, Julie?
Go ahead.
How long ago was that?
That was about 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, go ahead.
No, that was it.
Okay. So that's how I started it. And then I learned about a compounding pharmacy. She recommended a compounding pharmacy down in Oregon. And so I started getting it through that. And when I started using it, I'm really hypersensitive to medication. And so I learned about fillers from the list. And so I was kind of worried about that. So I went with mixing it with oil. Mm-hmm. And so I started out with a really low dose, 0.05 milligrams. And it worked right away for me. I noticed I just felt my muscles just relaxed, right away, and they weren't so, tight feeling. And, my main side effect was the vivid dreams, which I don't have nightmares. So for me, they were pretty good. That was basically the only real side effect that I noticed when I started taking it. And I just did the 0.505 for about 3 weeks before I went up. And then I just really slowly went up. And it took me 10 months to get to 4.5. Mm-hmm. And I also ran into that the compounding pharmacy that I was using became kind of unreliable. And so I switched pharmacies and went to a different one. And I was kind of shocked at the difference with the LDN. It seemed the LDN at the second pharmacy was more effective than the first pharmacy, and I'm not sure why that was. When I talked to the first pharmacy, they said they made their own LDN, so I don't know if that had something to do with it, and I'm not sure what that exactly means. So there can be a difference between pharmacies with product. And so I did the oil. I did have problems with the oil not mixing right. And then thankfully I was able to find out, come up with my pharmacy, everything he carried to mix it with, I could not take. And so he agreed. I found an acidophilus that I could take, and he agreed to use that as long as I bought him a brand new bottle of it that was sealed and a statement from my doctor saying that that's where I got it from. Mm-hmm. And so then he would use that. And so that's what I've been using. And it's just totally changed my life for the better. Mm-hmm. I feel way better. I can do things that I was having problems with. I have more energy. My nodules are stabilized. I keep hoping that they will disappear after a while. Mm-hmm.
Before you go any further with your story, can you go mm-hmm. back and tell us what a typical day was like for you before you started LDN? You know, what symptoms, what did you have to live with on a daily basis from when you got up in the morning to when you went to bed?
Just a lot of stiffness and soreness. And I think when you start with autoimmune too, you kind of don't even realize it. It's like gradual. And so you don't realize that it's limiting your life, and because it's just kind of happening and you're just slowing down. You just don't do as much. And it's kind of, so for me, it was just so gradual. I didn't really notice that I wasn't doing things as much as I was. And I was just in a lot more pain. I hurt. When I was doing physical therapy, my physical therapist kept telling me I had a body. My muscles were like an 80-year-old woman, that it was just not normal for what they were doing. And I just felt run down, and I was depressed. And it just kind of like a big cloud hanging over my head, and just wasn't a happy time. Mm-hmm. So,
did you have any dry
with the LDN
eye with your Sjogren's? Did you have dry eye with your Sjogren's?
Yep, dry eye and mouth. I was having a lot of dental problems where I was. My teeth are rotting out for no reason, so I've lost like 5 molars because of that. And then since I've been on LDN, I haven't even had a cavity.
Wow.
So, and I also developed Dupuytren's contracture in my hand, which is supposed to be a Norwegian descendant disease. It's also male-oriented. And I don't have any of those qualities. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of interesting to develop that. And I was I was doing yoga, and then I couldn't do yoga anymore because I couldn't put my hand flat. And so my doctor sent me to a hand therapist, and I had just started taking LDN. And I was doing hand exercises, and I also got introduced to a product called a fascia blaster, which helps break up the fascia that restricts your muscles and stuff in your body. Mm-hmm. I took the fascia blaster, and with Dupuytren's, you develop nodules in your hands and with a cord, and I broke the cord with the fascia blaster, of which my physical therapist, the hand therapist, was kind of surprised at that. And then she called over her senior therapist too, because she was amazed that I made it so I could open my hand. And the senior therapist just had a kitten, meaning she was very upset at me and told me I had ruined my hand. It would never be the same. Mm-hmm. And I was just set myself up for other problems. And so then she left, and my other physical, the hand therapist goes, she goes, I would just keep doing whatever you're doing. It's working. So I'm like, okay. And so she goes, why don't you come back in another week and see in a couple of weeks and see if it's still okay. And I went back in a couple of weeks, and it was still perfectly fine. And they did all the testing because I wanted her to document that when I started, I couldn't open my hand, and when I left that I could. Mm-hmm. And I attribute LDN to helping that. And it's been over a year and a half, and I still have full function of my hand. Mm-hmm. So attribute LDN to helping anything with inflammation at all. So it's not 100% cure-all, but it definitely has made my life a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. And I don't have all the horrible side effects you do with other types of autoimmune medications. So I'm very thankful for that.
If you had to rate your quality of life at that point on a score of 1 to 10 before you started LDN, 10 being the best, what would you have said it was?
Probably a 4.
Mm-hmm. So once the LDN started working, what did it actually help with?
It just made it my life easier.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in pain, and my outcome, my overall well-being is much brighter because I'm able to do more things, and I'm not living in the pain that I was living in.
And what would you score your quality of life at now?
I'd say it's a good 8 at this point. Mm-hmm. So I still have issues, but I'm able to live with them and function better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what you said fatigue was an issue earlier. I mean, how are your energy yes. levels now?
A lot better. I still have problems. Sleeping is a lot, but I also have menopausal issues. I have hot flashes.
Mm-hmm.
That has not cured, unfortunately. But that's probably my biggest thing. It just, you know, just not being in constant pain is probably the biggest thing. So,
mm-hmm. Good. Well, it's an amazing transformation, isn't it? And what
yes.
does your doctor think? I mean, did she have success with LDN as well?
Yes, she did too. So it's helped her with, she has MS, and so it's helped her with her MS, stabilizing it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's noticed it. And then my cousin who has Hashimoto's, and she's the one that had thyroid cancer and kind of has started this. She also started taking it too, and it's helped her with, she was having a lot of inflammation and swelling from it. And so that's definitely helped her not swell up as much.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody I know that's tried it or uses it has had positive outcomes, and it's sad that regular doctors don't recognize it and use it more and instead of some of these other drugs that they're using.
Well, I would have to say in the last 10 years there are more and more prescribers of LDN, and not only naturopathic doctors but regular MDs are learning about LDN as well. So
yeah,
that is really an amazing thing, you know, that traditional medicine is being used alongside of other therapies.
Right.
But it does depend
yeah.
on where you live. And, you know, it's always worth asking the question to your doctor anyway, just to see if they would prescribe
yeah.
LDN. But
mm-hmm.
what would you say to other people who have a multitude of autoimmune conditions about taking LDN? What would you say if somebody said to you, I have all these autoimmune conditions and I'm thinking about LDN, but I'm rather nervous? What would you say?
Oh, I'd say go for it. It only helps. I do believe it actually helps you get better. It's probably one of the few drugs that actually helps you get better because it's reducing the inflammation so that your body can help heal instead of just a Band-Aid on one of the effects.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the amazing properties of LDN and why it should be used more than it is.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us today, Julie. We've now run out of time, and I wish you every success in the future.
Sure, thank you so much.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.